According to her bio, Nosipho Kumede is a 27-year-old from Gwawi in Nkomazi who is a qualified chartered accountant running her own practice, Accountpreneurs Consulting. Now, let me not say too much and allow her to speak for herself. Welcome, Nosipho, to Rise FM.
Thank you, Vanessa. I'm so happy to call in today and, you know, speak more about my journey in accounting and in business.
Before we get into accounting and business, the dreaded question, tell us more about yourself. Who is Nosipho?
I'm happy to do that. So my name is Nosipho Kumede. My maiden surname is Madonsela. I am 27 years of age, like you said. Originally from a small village called Gawoyi in Komazi Municipality, also within the province of the Rising Sun. I was born and bred there. I did my primary school there, and then I further went on to local high school. That's where I completed my high school in the year 2010. I then went on further to do accounting sciences at Wits University. So that's where I did my undergrad for 3 years. I then did my postgrad, which is known as CTA. And after that, did my articles and I qualified as a chartered accountant. I also recently got my master's in management in entrepreneurship and new venture creation. Mm. That's basically me and my drive for entrepreneurship. Yeah. I guess that's also what then gave birth to this accounting firm that we'll be talking about today called Accountpreneurs Consulting. Mm. Apart from that, I do run small hustles on the side.
Yeah.
The one is a gifting business called Jim Nash Levish, and then the other one is a foundation called Time Focus on Obedience.
Mm. So Wandile obviously read up on you, and unfortunately he can't be here with us this evening, but he wanted me to ask you that most CAs have a predetermined direction. Now, you get your BCom honors, serve articles, mm-hmm. write board exams, pass, and qualify mm-hmm. as a CA. Then you look forward to making partner in the big four firms. Why didn't you follow this direction?
I won't lie, Zingy. I was tempted, and I come straight from there. So I did acquire most of my experience in a big four accounting firm. But then I guess my love for entrepreneurship really drove me out of it. I think I was too eager to, you know, satisfy that urge to be an entrepreneur and run my own organization while also creating employment for a lot of young people in South Africa and, you know, causing an impact in the community that we live in.
You've obviously started your own firm and surprisingly targeting SMMEs. What would you say is your value proposition to SMMEs?
Yeah, so I think that's a very important question because I believe the heart of any business is their finances.
Mm.
So I targeted SMMEs directly because I know that currently SMMEs don't have the financial direction that is required. So Accountpreneurs aim to offer such services from the foundation so that when the businesses start growing exponentially, then they have a very good accounting and finance foundation, which will allow them to just to grow as much as they possibly can.
Mm. We are still taking care of business on Rise FM with Accountpreneurs Consulting owner Nosipho Kumede. If you have any questions or comments for her, you can send them through via our WhatsApp line on 072-885-7702. That's 072-885-7702. Now, Nosipho, it's no secret. I mean, you kind of alluded to it that SMMEs are cash strapped. So how do you financially make that your services viable for them?
Yeah, I think coming out of COVID, it's very valid to say many businesses have struggled in the past few months. And, you know, cash flow has proven to be one thing that is key. And that's, funny enough, the one thing that's mostly gotten wrong by most businesses.
Mm.
So based on the services that we offer, so Accountpreneurs holistically offer services such as financial management, which is where we deal with your forecasting and budgeting. We offer financial statement services, monthly accounting and bookkeeping. So through that combination and, you know, looking out for your business from a financial point of view, we're able to assist you in terms of telling you, or I almost want to say, telling how the future of your finances will be like.
Mm. And now just to focus on you as the business owner, I mean, South Africa faces many challenges, and one of them would be an entry to barrier for young black entrepreneurs, especially females. How have you overcome that?
I like that question so much because I think the barrier to entry, especially in our industry, is very high, given that, you know, the prominent brands within accounting, you know, are your big four firms and, you know, all these other brands that we know of. So I think acquiring the skill is the most gracious barrier.
Mm.
So once you have the skill and you have the entrepreneurial mind, nothing stops you, because everything after that is just paperwork and putting your firm together and actually providing the quality services to your clients.
Mm-hmm. 16 to 7 on Taking Care of Business on Rise FM. And for those of you who've just tuned in and wondering what we are on about, we are chatting to Accountpreneurs Consulting owner, that is Nosipho Gumede, who provides accounting services to SMMEs. Just in your journey thus far, what would you say are some of the main challenges, Nosipho, that you face within your business, and how have you found a way around them, or how have you tackled them?
Yeah, so I think the biggest challenge for me is obviously clientele. Most businesses that are at their growing phase, or maybe medium-sized businesses, will already have an established relationship with an accountant or anything like that. So the first challenge is trying to convince them to leave their accountant and come to accountpreneurs. But the other very prominent challenge is, you know, being a qualified chartered accountant, you offer a different skill set to any normal accountant.
So
having to explain the benefits of having a qualified chartered accountant manage your finances versus any bookkeeper is a challenge that I also face. But then I think having been in the business for a few months now, I found a way to, you know, present the product offering clearly to the client so that they buy in and see the value that we bring into their business.
Mm-hmm. And now just moving away from the businesswoman to Nosipho, the person, I understand you have other passions. I think you mentioned them earlier in our conversation. This goes beyond accounting. Could you just tell us more about these interests?
Okay, let's start here. So firstly, I am very passionate about youth development. I think if we all as a society can focus and grow our youth, then we'll go far as a country, far as a nation. So as a result, I co-founded an organization with my husband called Time Focus and Obedience, which aims at basically providing inspiration, motivation, and mentorship to young people from disadvantaged backgrounds. So that also has led to my establishment of a YouTube channel under Nosipho Gumede, which basically aims for the same principles, right? Providing mentorship, guidance in different areas of life. So that's more on the personal development side.
And
on the other side of things, I'm very passionate about fashion. I'm a creative being. So that's led to the business of gifting called Chain Match Lavish Gifts, whereby we provide gifts or occasional gifting for weddings, for parties, or any sort of events that require any kind of gifting.
And for those of you who've just tuned in, we are chatting to Nosipho Gumede, the owner of Accountpreneurs Consulting, which is an accounting practice for targeting SMMEs, but doesn't mean if you want to see SMME, you can't source her for your needs. Now, Nosipho, this is not a question. I mean, Nosipho, it's not a question, but rather a compliment. I just want to tell her to please continue being an inspiration that she is to us, her peers, and other young black girls, especially in Nkomazi. And this comes from Sihle Rebinga. So, I think your whole community is happy about the work that you're doing. And just moving on, obviously, you've spoken about the things that you are doing beyond the accounting firm. I want to bring it back home, because you're this businesswoman, you mentor the youth, you upskill the youth, and you are a Mrs. Mrs. Gumede. So how do you balance all of this? How do you balance personal and work?
Yeah, so Yo, I'm very lucky to have a very, very supportive husband. So my husband and I have been together for a long time. So I think developing a culture of working together and assisting each other in every goal that there is, be it work, be it marriage, be it spiritual life or whatever it is. So that building that foundation has assisted me a lot because it doesn't feel like I'm alone in everything that I do. I feel like he's on the side as well with me. I also have a very supportive family, my family that raised me and in-laws as well are always supporting and vouching for whatever it is that we do as a family. So that really, really assists me in striving as a young Black woman.
And I have to say, because Avam is cutting listening to find a young, successful Black woman who has a supportive partner. So, I mean, I patriarchy is funds. So, I mean, what do you think makes your husband special or makes him a compliment you on your journey and it work for the both of you?
Yeah. So I think I mentioned this initially, but I'm going to dwell on it more. So my husband and I dated for a long time before marriage. It was like early varsity days, right? Mm. So at that point, we both established our goals and we knew what we wanted as individuals, but mostly as a couple.
Mm.
So, I mean, there's power in a couple growing together because we've been together through the ups and downs, but when you see the outcome eventually, then it just becomes amazing. So that, I think that has really assisted us defining goals from the beginning and working towards them as a unit.
Mm. I want you to give us a bit of advice before we part ways. But before we jump into that, for those who may need your services, how can they get in touch?
Okay. So if you need accountpreneurs consulting for any of your services in your business, go to our website, www.accountpreneursconsulting.co.za. Or you can drop us an email at info@accountpreneursconsulting.co.za.
And what advice do you have for anyone who may want to follow in your footsteps or be brave as you are and pursue their own dream into the entrepreneurial space?
Yeah. So I'm very big on living a purposeful life.
Mm.
So I'd say to any person, young or old, wherever you are at any point in time, just make sure that you are living a life that is purposeful, living a life that makes use of all your God-given talents, makes use of all that it comes easy for you to do. And with that being said, it doesn't mean that you can't or you don't have to put in the hard work and the dedication and the commitment. You still require all those things to perfect your talents. So that's what I'd say to any person out there.
And I mean, you're only 27 and it feels like you've accomplished so much. So what's next?
Wow. Thank you so much, Sinisa. So I'd say the next few years would be solely just, you know, growing my businesses.
Mm.
But mostly what would really satisfy me is giving or showing an impact in the community that raised me, showing an impact in other people's lives. So as much as it seems like my CV is long now, it would really give me satisfaction if I would portray any kind of help to anyone else that wishes to achieve their goals, that wishes to, you know, reach for the sky.
Mm. So no simple ushoguz when we are buya like high in commerce.
No, Miabuya, that's why I'm here to market my business. I think, like, my heart has always been in Komazi, in Mpumalanga as a whole. So definitely I'd love to grow the community that raised me.
And thank you so much, Nosipho, for continuing to be an inspiration for the community of Nkomaze and now for the community of Mpumalanga as a whole and for joining us on Taking Care of Business on Rise FM.
Thank you so much, Sinisa.
And that was the owner of Accountpreneurs Consulting, which is an accounting practice, Nosipho Kumedo, who hails from Gahoyi in Nkomazi, Mpumalanga. You are listening to Taking Care of Business on Rise FM with Zingisa Chirwa.